Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to jam in some more calls before getting Sheriff Richard Mack on with us to get his take on the acceleration towards North Korean-style tyranny, or beyond it. The North Koreans don't put stuff like this down on paper. Also, he's getting ready to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. Also, look at some of the economic news of the day here and continue with your calls. Mac's only on with us for a few segments. My phone system just crashed where I can't see the calls. Who'd you say was up next, John? Rudy in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for years, and I've been trying to call you for a long time.
Well, thanks for trying. Good to have you on board.
I have a lecture given by John Todd. You know, he was one of those insiders in the Illuminati.
Back in the late 80s.
Right. And it talks about an 8-year step-by-step plan for world takeover. And I've been trying to get you that information for a long time. So before I go, if you one of your guys could give me an email or something that I can send it to you, because, I mean, it's fascinating. It goes hand-in-hand with everything you've been saying over all of these years. Because, you know, this guy, he disappeared into a black hole.
Well, I want to be honest. I've never had time to hear it all, but I think I've heard some of it on YouTube. It's on YouTube, isn't it?
Well, I saw the one up there. This one is 1 hour and 20 minutes long. You understand?
Okay, what's the name of it? And I'll look at it and we'll post it at Infowars.com. What's the name of it?
I call it Rap for the Soul. You know what I'm saying? I'm sending it to you. It was just a lecture that somebody taped and they gave it to me. I got this back in the spring of 1980, Alex. That's how long I've been woke. You understand? See,
people always talk about him. They say everything he's talking, because I've never really heard it. I've heard like short clips of it. Tell us about him.
Well, he talked about how he was inside the Illuminati because he was into the satanic religion, and he thought it was just a religion, you know, and he talked about how he was saved and how he wanted to get out of it, but the only way out was that they was going to kill him. And so he talked about he went to a Grand Druid meeting, and what it was just a lot of glorified bankers paying a lot of money to a lot of people in political and religious organizations, and a lot of the things that you see in the church is payoffism. They've taken the money and rejected the Lord. And they talked about how the banks owned all of your politicians. All of them were part of this religion. And he gave us 8-year step-by-step plan in that they would bankrupt their own companies, destroy their own companies, but be so financially strong they would withstand it after they destroyed the economy of the world, which we're at now. He talked about the book Atlas Shrugged, and that one of the last lines in the book was that when you hear them say the life of New York has gone out for the last time, we will have the world. When I saw on 9/11, Tom Brokaw spoke those words, the lights of New York have gone out for the last time, chills went down my spine. This was at 9/11, 2001, September 11th. He spoke those words when the towers fell.
Now, they are a cult. They are a cult. That's why they do. I've talked to some very famous people, and of course it's off record, who have actually been in the Hellfire Club in England, out in the caves, out there by Oxford, and of course they won't come on air and talk about it. But, I mean, this stuff's real. I mean, eyes wide shut, all of that. It really is devil worshippers that run it all. And Churchill called himself a druid. At the top, one of their highest level society names for themselves are the druids. And that's why in Clockwork Orange, you know, the thugs are called the droogies. And then it's all about how at the top, the government psychopaths just like them. And it's amazing. Very interesting. Well, I'll tell you what. Are you saying you uploaded this on YouTube, sir?
No, I didn't. It's just the audio. I got it on my computer, and I can send it to you in an email.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay, let me just send it under the name Rap for the Soul right now to tips@infowars.com. God bless you. And if you want, we'll get that posted up at infowars.com. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Calls and then Sheriff Mack joining us at the bottom of the hour. Fake conservatives smear Ron Paul ahead of Iowa run. Limbaugh suggests anyone but Ron Paul can beat Obama when exact opposite is true. The Gallup polls and others show person that can beat him with the highest number is Ron Paul. The National Defense Authorization Act gives Pentagon green light to wage internet war and to shut down alternative media. And again, even mainstream magazines like CNET News and The Hill admit it is a free speech kill switch that we are dealing with. Obama's U-turn on indefinite detention bill, a historic tragedy for rights. Also, Iraq invasion mastermind antis up on Iran attack. Big Sis orders ICE to prepare for mass influx of immigrants. Directive follows leaked KBR memo requesting subcontractors to service detention camps. Understand, this is all happening. This is not a conspiracy theory. Anything scary, people are taught, isn't real. You pull up to your house and it's on fire, it's real, folks. And saying it isn't on fire doesn't fix it. You get that call and hear, God forbid, one of your children's died in a car wreck. Now, a lot of you have had that phone call. It's happened to millions of people. Lying to yourself doesn't make it go away. But see, history hasn't wound down yet. It's going forward. And we can still change things. We can still put the brakes on. No matter how bad things get, it's an inside job. It's something inside of us. We have to change and say, I'm going to recognize evil. I'm going to recognize corruption. I'm going to work on it myself first. And then I'm going to work on it with others around me. You got to be the light of the world. It's that simple. Because when good people do nothing, you know what happens. Evil men and tyrants flourish when good men do nothing. Thomas Jefferson. And, of course, people are calling it a flip-flop from Obama. It's not a flip-flop. He said, I don't need a bill to torture, kill, secretly arrest citizens. I'm going to do it anyways, and I've been doing it. But then his advisor said, this is too juicy. This is a worldwide declaration of war against any country and any individual. And the end of Posse Comitatus, your lordship, we worked to get this added into the bill, and now it's public, so go ahead and sign it. There's a good article by the American Dream at Infowars.com that I should try to, it's in my print-offs, I should read it. Rise of the Beast System, 11 Ways America is Becoming More Like North Korea. As I said yesterday, that is exactly what is going on. And they break down the different points. It's been revealed predator drones are being used in the U.S. against farmers and people. With the Air Force running it, calling him domestic terrorist. The Department of Homeland Security says that paying for a hotel room in cash is a sign that you could be a potential terrorist. We've got all the government training videos of that showing TSA and hotels, malls, street corners, football games, and they're getting you ready. Number three, as I have written about previously, authorities in Tennessee, authorities are going door-to-door conducting assessment of how prepared residents are. The following comes from a recent news report out of News 5, and it goes over that. Number four, government, again, authorities, not servants, track nearly everything we do. Example, one woman in Washington, D.C. had been fined $2,000 for not properly recycling homemade cat litter made out of old newspapers and junk mail. That's right. $2,000. They dig through your trash, folks. The Green Police. Remember the Audi commercial? It's not a joke. That they want to genetically modify organisms and dump them out in the environment, butcher and trespass on other life forms, that's okay. They make petty things environmental crimes. Just like in the movie Minority Report, face-tracking technology is now being used in advertising billboards all over the nation. Number six, police are not just using tasers or hardened criminals anymore. Now tasers are even being used on young schoolgirls, five-year-olds, and others. It goes over from 14 to 5, they're using them. A number of very elderly women have come forward with stories of being strip searched by the TSA. TSA said, well, we don't call it strip search, but yeah, we take your clothes off. Totally sick. I mean, what are they going to do next? It's all about forced inoculation. It's all about government training you to have them put their hands on you. Americans are being watched in hundreds of different ways each day, and most of them no idea what's happening. For example, in D.C., the movements of every single car are tracked using automated license plate readers. The following comes from a recent Washington Post article. And imagine all the criminal stuff they allow the system to do with that. Because remember, they're the bad guys around the system now, not good guys with all this power. As the founder said, even if you gave good guys this power, bad guys would get in control of it. It's like the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good. The FBI is now admittedly recording internet talk radio programs all over the world and the United States to track people's speech in the United States, and they're openly calling for internet censorship. High-tech streetlights are listening to the public and tracking them, and Homeland Security is also pushing plans for citizens to wear taser bracelets when you get on the plane. Number 11, Congress has been debating a new bill that would officially designate the United States part of the battleground, the war on terror, allow the U.S. military to arrest American citizens and hold them indefinitely without trial. And it goes on here with some of the other points. But that's what's going on. That's what's happening on that front. Let's go ahead and get to this piece, and then I'll hit some financial news and take some more of your calls ahead of our guest. This is Conan O'Brien last night, I guess. Story's up at Infowars.com. Making fun of Ron Paul. And then after we played it, I will give you my view on the peace. But this is, again, all part of the demonization campaign that is taking place right now, as they try to call Ron Paul extreme when he's actually the only person who's trying to be an American of any of these candidates from both parties. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
Presidential candidate Ron Paul released a aggressive campaign ad this week. This is real. It features guitar solos and even barking Rottweilers. It's unlike any presidential candidate campaign I've ever seen before. This ad, as I say again, this is not us. This is 100% real. Check it out.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts. Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis, no problem. Got $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T.
It just keeps going and going, and it's very like, I've never seen one like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently that ad was just the tip of the iceberg. Check out Ron Paul's other new ad that was released just a couple of hours ago.
I got a little deficit.
Put a sock in it, America. This country needs a budget enema, and only one candidate has the sack to get the job done. Ron Paul. You want cuts? You got them. He'll cut $1 trillion of government spending in week one. That's trillion with a thrill. Department of Health gone. Food stamps gone. Regular stamps gone. Roads, bridges, power grid gone. Then, every U.S. citizen will be given a rusty pipe to fend off an army of starving marauders, and the cleansing blood will run Paul. Oh my God, he's got a chainsaw!
All right, that's enough. And we cut some of the mild profanity they air on broadcast TV there. If some people noticed that a few seconds of that was cut out. On the internet we didn't, but for radio stations we did. Look, what's going on here is they're scared. You notice NAFTA and GATT shut down the country. You notice the roads are falling apart as the gas tax gets raised. You notice there's never enough taxes. There's never enough tickets written. There's never enough fines and fees because 27 plus trillion, 16 trillion of it went to foreign banks, has been siphoned out by the New World Order banks that run this. You need a Department of Health out there pushing deadly vaccines on people. Department of Education, federal control over education. Get us out of the UN, that criminal organization. The idea that all the bridges will be blown up. You know, I love when Ron Paul's on TV, they'll say, we'll have no government if you get rid of the income tax. And a lot of times he's standing in front of the Capitol and he says, well, we built this Capitol without income tax. We didn't have it until 1913. The general public didn't pay it until the 1950s. It goes to pay the interest on the debt, which is made up out of nothing because we shouldn't have to pay interest on U.S. money. It's now a Federal Reserve note. So they play on the ignorance that, you know, Ron Paul's saying, you want cuts, you'll get them. As if any cuts are bad. The government just grows by trillions a year. They're devaluing the currency. All of this is happening. And they're acting like somebody trying to put the brakes on it is a crazy person. And Conan O'Brien's like, this is not a joke. This is real. Someone actually wants cuts. I mean, this is terrible. You know, they show the government is a dog barking, all bark, no bite. You want cuts, we'll give them to you. I mean, it was not a, quote, extreme ad. We need extreme ads. We need to shake people out of the trance they're in. We need to tell people the truth just right up front. And what's really devastating them is the Newt Gingrich ad. That's why they ran that ad against him right there, that made-up ad that he didn't make, the second one. Is because they're pointing out what Newt Gingrich really stands for, and that's the ringer they want. They've had all these other ringers who come and go. I talked to top Republicans who thought it was going to be Rick Perry, but we exposed him. Others exposed him. And Ron Paul attacked him, brought him down. You gave Ron Paul the money to run the ads. Ron Paul attacks Mitt Romney. He starts going down. He attacks Newt Gingrich. Gingrich has lost in Iowa. Was 12 points 2 days ago. Now it's 15 points. And Ron Paul's now the leader there. They are absolutely freaking out because Iowa is a caucus state where they're going to raise their hands. And they're going to have real trouble in all those precincts covering that up. And they're going to try to steal New Hampshire or other places. But remember, Ron Paul is now surging. And if he gets such a big lead that he's 10, 15 points ahead, they won't be able to steal it from him. Then they'll go into the next game plan, trying to politically assassinate his character. but the system is discredited. That'll backfire on them. Stay with us.
When the going gets tough, the tough gear up at OpticsPlanet.com, the premier online retailer of military, hunting, and tactical gear, featuring over 100,000 unique products from top brands and live product experts to answer all of your questions. For a limited time, Optics Planet is offering a special discount to GCN listeners. Just use the coupon code GCN to save 5% on most purchases now through December 23rd. That's coupon code GCN at OpticsPlanet.com or call 800-332-OPTICS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At OffTheGridChristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At OffTheGridChristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to OffTheGridChristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. OffTheGridChristmas.com. That's OffTheGridChristmas.com.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Republican voters run like rats on PCP from one establishment globalist Republican to another. All of them, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Newt Gingrich, they're the establishment candidates. I mean, compared to Bachman and others. I mean, Bachman, you know, is pro-war, but not a globalist. That's why they don't like her. That's why they're not pushing her. She's no Ron Paul, but she's better than they are. That's why she's demonized. That's why she's attacked. I actually hear neocons every day when I spot check bad-mouthing her just in case she surges. They don't want that happening. But you look at what's happening with Newt Gingrich, and he's in the news saying, I went up in the polls, and people ignore my checkered past because they know I'm so smart. That's that little talking point. He's so smart. He's smart. He'll fix things. He'll figure it out. And you see the population, you know, being taught, you know, he's a good guy. He's a real conservative. He'll beat Obama. Well, if he did, it wouldn't matter. Pro-war, pro-secret arrest, pro-police state, pro-open borders, pro-carbon tax, pro-government health care. I mean, this is who he is. And it's just like Obama supporters who thought he was going to fix everything for them. They really believe these politicians actually like them and want to help them. The only person who actually votes like they say they will is Ron Paul. And I'm not here selling Ron Paul. For me, it's a nauseating joke that he even has to be sold. And I know that win, lose, or draw, the system's against him. He's winning by getting the word out. And you're winning when you spread the word because people discover liberty. The opposite of what these other candidates are pushing. But undoubtedly, if Ron Paul was younger and could run again in 4 years, he'd win. I mean, he had, you know, 10 points or so before. Now he's got upwards of 30. He's winning in all over the country in different polls. Imagine a few years from now, people will really be awake to what he's saying. But it'll be too late then. But it won't matter that he's too old. You got Rand Paul. You've got the ideas of liberty. That lives in all of you. Ron Paul will say it. He's just a focal point for liberty. But definitely, we're in the fight right now, and the system is panicking over it big time. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Clarence, you're on the air. Welcome.
Jones, God bless you, and thank you for doing what you do. And I just wanted to make 3 points. I'm a Marine Corps veteran of 13 years, and I'm just flabbergasted on what's going on right now. I mean, I woke up probably about 3 years ago, and wow, it's crazy. It's happening. But the 3 points I'd like to make are, you know, you civilians out there that are listening to this show, listen to Alex Jones. Hey, it's time to get ready. It's time to cowboy up. It's time to talk to those service members, talk to those peace officers, talk to those sheriffs, talk to those state legislators, talk to those county commissioners, and say, hey, what are we going to do to protect our freedom, protect our liberty? Get in those groups. Get organized. Come up with a plan of what you're going to do. You know, and then the second thing I'd like to do is talk to my Marine Corps brothers out there, those armed service members, those sheriffs, those peace officers that are out there, you know, risking their butts out there on the end of the line. So I'm trying to keep it family friendly here. But I'm telling you, it's time. What side are you going to be on? Who are you going to be with? You going to be with your brothers and sisters that defend liberty? Are you going to remember that oath that you took to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States? Are you going to do it? And you older guys that are up there, you need to start teaching those younger guys. You got to let them know what's going on. Let them make that decision what side they're going to be on. You need to go out to those civilians. You need to train them how to defend themselves, how they need to get organized, and what the things they need to do. You know?
That's right. You should be providing leadership to defend the republic because just like in Europe, there's no doubt banks have done this. Foreign banks have taken over. They're attempting, because they control the executive and most of the states, to carry this out. But a lot of people say, well, I only care about the economy. I don't care about my liberties. There is never a good economy if there's not liberties. People don't understand that. Liberty produces the good economy. And notice, as the liberties go, the economy's going. Because the tyrants don't want a good economy. That's the message that we've got to get out to people.
I got one more thing, and I'm going to say, you globalists that are out there, you're listening to me, you zombies that are out there listening that are going to follow these orders, and you're going to do it. I'm waiting on you, because I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore, and we're coming after you. When you come to take our life, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness, that's our God-given rights, we're going to stand up for them, and we're going to take them, and we're going to crush you. You're going to be beneath our feet, because I'm telling you, there's nothing more powerful in the world than God in heaven, and he's given us those three things, and we will fight and die for them, and I'm telling you right now, you are nothing, and we're on to you.
Well, amen to that. Good to hear from you. God bless. All right, Sheriff Mack coming up. Warrior Call, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No, I won't back down.
Well, I won't back down.
You can't back down.
No, I won't back
down. The United States and the rest of the world,
you can stand me up,
is facing this 21st century New World Order system, this private corporate tyranny, this anti-free market, this monopoly capitalist system. It works for the communists and fascists because we did back down. And you notice they're running more and more wild upon us every day. We're going to Sheriff Richard Mack here in just a moment for the balance of the hour, and then also jam in Josh, who's U.S. Army, and Donna, Pax, Matt, and others. I'm going to get to everybody before the broadcast ends today. But I want to remind you that supporting the alternative media is now more important than ever. And this platform of InfoWars.com, the radio show, the films, the nightly news show, the TV show at 7 o'clock every evening central, that is a platform where we support other researchers and patriots and activists. And if it wasn't for InfoWars and my team and your support, because you're part of our organization as supporters. In fact, you're the most important part. So much of this news would not have broken and would not have been known. And I don't get up here and toot our horn. If I tried to, it'd take days to cover all our successes and what we've done. I'm too busy running over globalist lies and crashing through their lies and disinformation to even look back. It's like winning a race. You don't look back, ladies and gentlemen. You're in swimming or track or anything. You start losing when you start looking back. I'm looking straight forward, and I'm moving forward. And it's so important to support us now more than ever because we're under attack. There's all sorts of stuff going on. We need to be strong just to continue to operate or expand in the face of the globalist. I'm offering all 18 of my films that are on DVD, 18 different DVD packages, great color covers, great gift, until the end of the year, but you can get it by Sunday and have it guaranteed shipped to you before Christmas for $99.95, normally $360 to get all those films. 70% off. You can go to InfoWars.com and get the Alex Jones Everything Special. Also, we've got three new films we're carrying. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95 is the newest. There's never really been a professional film in like a decade. I mean, my film, Road to Tyranny, spends some time on it, 35 minutes or so, 40 minutes. But this is with the survivors, with the mother of Terrence Yakey, the cop that saw all this, with the Hoppy Heidelberg, with the Jane Graham who was in Oklahoma City. It was another false flag by those very same Justice Department people that are in control right now, and A Noble Lie proves it. And they're getting ready in all their hype to stage new Oklahoma cities and blame it on domestic groups. By the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center was supposedly had informants at Elohim City where McVeigh and others were. Interesting information on that front. So that needs to be investigated further. But A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. It is available at InfoWars.com. And those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We also have Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo. And now you have the CBS headline, American Citizens to be Sent to Guantanamo. We have Scientists Under Attack dealing with genetic engineering, all the rest of it. And we have the InfoWars Black Flag of Non-Surrender. It's a 3,000-year-old flag. The Greeks used it. Many others used the Black Flag. All over the world, it means no surrender. It became the pirate flag because when they ran a black flag up, it meant we're going to fight you to the end, and if you don't surrender now, we're going to kill everybody. Well, that's not what we're saying. In the military, now a black flag just means we are not going to surrender. And so that's why it's Black Flag with InfoWars.com across it. Great way to spread the word in your house, outside your house, your business, whatever. Those are available for like $14 and supports the cause at InfoWars.com as well. So, again, Darren did the professional job even folding it up in the official way. But there's the InfoWars flag, and it says because there's a war on for your mind under it, the Black Flag of No Surrender. And we're also offering 44% off on a yearly membership right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. 9 years in April we've had the site. We've really tricked it out now and works better than ever. You see the nightly news there and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, for the balance of the hour, then I'll go a little bit overdrive and take calls. Sheriff Richard Mack joins us via video Skype. He lives out in Fredericksburg, but we got him on short notice. We couldn't drive in, but I look forward to having him in studio in the next few weeks and back on the nightly news. But he's the guy that took it to the Supreme Court. The Brady Bill beat it. A key 10th Amendment ruling saying the states have a right to say no to the feds. We already knew that, but it was an important modern ruling. SheriffMack.com is his website. And now he goes all over the country and speaks to police and military and others about their constitutional duty, especially the power of sheriffs, the most powerful elected person in the county. That's what's in the Constitution. And the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, we saw an ADL headline yesterday, secret sheriff's meetings with ADL talk about small government terrorists. And if you want small government, you're a terrorist. So the police are being brainwashed with just incredible cartoon level. You see, I've seen the training videos and training manuals. You can't believe cops are nodding their head while George Washington is called a terrorist and scum. I mean, you're like, it's Red Dawn. There's the enemy right there. You know, the enemy of the Republic. But listen, I talk like that, but I never call for violence. But clearly it's treason. Sheriff Mack is very calm, very gentlemanly. That's why he's effective. Police really listen to him. Sheriffs really listen to him. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center keeps putting reports out. You see them in dental offices. They mail them to executives and professionals. My dad gets sent it without ever asking it comes to him. They're also running around in Austin, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, promoting like a civil right to have the county pay for abortions with your tax money. The point is they're in everybody's business. And they came out and they said, Sheriff Mack says kill police, which is like saying Dudley Do-Right says kill police. And, well, he's going to tell you the story right now, but the article is up at InfoWars.com. It's also posted right now at TheNewAmerican.com. William F. Jasper wrote the article. SPLC admits lying about Sheriff Mack. Lawsuit pending. He joins us via video Skype to break this down. He tells the whole story. He even sent me as proof the correspondence with the Southern Poverty Law Center. I guess now squirming and not wanting to be sued because they are caught red-handed. And this is standard procedure. They just tell cops, Ron Paul, cop killers. They support cop killing. We've seen the training manual. You got a Ron Paul sticker on the car, that may be a cop killer. They said the same thing about Sheriff Mack. And now when he tries to go talk to police, they're like, are you the cop killer, man? So he joins us now to break this down. Sheriff Mack, good to have you.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate being able to talk about this this horrible situation that the SPLC is and ADL, as you mentioned, Ventura County Sheriff, doing training with the ADL about, against people who believe in the Constitution and limited government. I don't see why that would be a threat that any police officer needs to learn about.
No, and again, it reads like a cartoon if your head's screwed on straight, but for them, they're really buying it. So break it down for us, exactly what happened, what they said about you, and now their, quote, retraction.
Okay, yeah. I've been in touch with Mark Potok. You know him very well. He's the director of the SPLC. Anytime the Southern Poverty Law Center is on television, he's the one representing them. And so they've been going after me ever since I did the Brady Bill fight that you just mentioned. I started that in 1994. And they put me on in their book that Morris Dees did. Immediately, I was included in a book of dangerous patriot Americans. Currently, I'm on their list number 18 of dangerous patriot Americans. They continue that propaganda. And isn't it amazing that if they would look at my career and go to the Provo Police Department and to the sheriff's office where I was the sheriff in Grant County, Arizona, they would know that I've never committed an act of violence towards any human being in my life. I've never slugged another person. I've never beat up another person. I never shot anybody in my career. I would do those things if they were necessary, but they're just not necessary. And I'm abhorred, and I'm appalled, I should say, about all the police news stories, how they're macing everybody and they're tasing everybody and they're shooting anybody that they want at the drop of a hat. I hate those stories, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're just not necessary. But here I start a career fighting the federal government and being an activist saying, look, don't you think we ought to follow the Constitution? And just because you violate the Constitution doesn't mean I'm going to go along with you. So that's why I went against the Brady Bill. And so now all of a sudden I'm on the SPLC list, and I never heard of these guys before in my life, nor did they ever talk to me until May of 2011. They had a reporter call me while I'm touring and teaching classes to law enforcement and sheriffs and Tea Parties in Ohio.
And yeah, they call it a reporter because they've lost so much credibility. They now have their little propagandists have a reporter call you up. I had the Media Matters, George Soros group, call me. And so they were reporting, and I was laughing. And I said, George Soros funds you. And the guy said, no, he doesn't, and started laughing at me. I mean, these people are literally snake creatures. But please continue.
Well, that is, and that's exactly what these guys are, snake hitman for the globalists. And they say they watch hate groups, but the SPLC is the biggest hate group I've ever known. And they embrace Bill Ayers, and yet they assail people like you and me, who don't want any violence, and we want government to just leave us alone, and we want the Constitution followed, and we quote the Founding Fathers, so all of a sudden that makes us some sort of big threat to everybody, and we're part of a hate group, and we're bigots, and we're racist. Well, let me tell you right now, when they called me, my mom had just passed away, and I told that reporter, you guys claim that I'm a racist and a bigot, and let me tell you something about my mother. She didn't raise racists and bigots in her home. That was totally foreign to us, and I am not anything you've said about me. So I said, look, why should I talk to you guys? You've lied about me for years. You just recently lied about me in your magazine, the Intel Report. And he goes, well, how did we do that? And I said, you said that I believe in shooting and killing federal agents and federal police, and I've never said anything like that in my life. And he goes, well, I'm going to have this checked on. So then the next day, Mark Potok calls me himself. And he said, Sheriff, we owe you an apology. And I said, what? I banged on the phone. I said, is this really Mark Potok? SPLC. I said, you guys lie all the time. I don't trust you. And you lie about all my friends. And I named Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. And I said, these guys aren't violent. They don't hate anybody. And you you label them. You slander them. You do it to me. I said, and I've had it this time. And he goes, well, we're going to print a retraction because the tape that we have of you where we quote you saying that, you didn't say that at all. And I said, that's what I tried to tell you. And I said, and I don't think it was an accident because you have the tape. That is not an accident, and I'll be happy to play that before the jury. So then after that, Mark Potok and I share emails and phone calls for the next maybe 6, 7, 8 weeks. And finally I told him, I said, look, I think we should handle this as gentlemen. I do want a retraction and apology, but you're also going to make amends for this. Not apology isn't enough. And so I said, I want a donation to the CSPOA because you send us to sheriffs. And the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, I'm having a national meeting with these guys, and they're now worried about what I am. And now I'm also worried that if the federal government's going to come after me, at least they should come after you and find the evidence that you have that says that I'm trying to kill agents. And so we talk about that for a long time. And I said, one of my demands is this. I want to speak to all your employees. I said, how many do you have? 25, 30? Alex, they have 175 employees at the SPLC. And this is just an indication of how much money these people have and what kind of an organization they have. And so I said, I want to speak to everybody. And they said, no, Joe Levin, our lawyer, says, we're not going to let you do that. And I said, do you know why you don't want to do that? I said, because you don't want your employees to quit and to realize that you guys have lied about me and lied about a lot of other good people. And my only crime is that I quote the Founding Fathers and that I want people to be left alone in this country. And then they said, okay, well, I sent you the email where Potok is whining. And he goes, well, okay, we don't want to pay for you to come and talk to all our employees. I said, yeah, I know why you don't want. He says, so we'll let you do it on Skype. And I said, how am I going to know who's even there? I said, look, I'm not doing it on Skype. You were either doing it in person or we're not doing it. And I said, so then I didn't hear from him. So I said, look, if you're not going to settle with me out of court, then I'm going to sue you. And I have a lawyer by the name of Jim Chapman. And we're going to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. And Alex, I've had it with them. I'm tired of them lying about people who I know are good, honest American people like you. I'm tired of them lying about me, and so is my wife.
Well, be careful, because from my research into them, I know you didn't really know who they were. Let me tell you, there's some serious people. It's basically a branch, from my research, of the U.S. government. It's connected in with the Israelis and others. They just run around demonizing anybody that doesn't want a new world order. And, but I'm glad you're doing it. And you defeated the feds at the Supreme Court before. And I hope they do the right thing, because I've warned them before to stop implying I'm, you know, a racist and that I'm, for violence and the Southern, and the ADL actually did pull some articles and actually did do some stuff. And my lawyer sent him a letter about 5 years ago. Because they were just saying stuff that wasn't true. And the police that are given this material, their superiors are giving it to them, so they believe it's true. I've seen some of the stuff they've said about you. They're so discredited. It's one reason I haven't gone after these groups is because they're such a joke in my view now. 10 years ago, police really believed it. Now they take it with a grain of salt. What specifically... Was it in publications? I mean, they said you said kill cops.
Yeah, kill federal agents. And then a sheriff in Carbon County, Pennsylvania, was asked about whether or not he was an oath keeper. And he brought my name up. And he said, well, Sheriff Mack believes in killing IRS agents just for coming on your property. And he's like a Nazi. And then I wrote him because that was on statewide TV. In the Pennsylvania area. So I told him I was going to sue him. That was Sheriff Notstein. And he just got reelected, regrettably.
Why don't you just add him on? I mean, yeah.
I might. I might actually but he is going to be my witness, whether he likes it or not, because he said, well, Sheriff Mack, I apologize, but I got this from the SPLC magazine. He said, they're the ones that said it. I was just quoting them. And I said, well, you're quoting a lie, and you know what they say.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. I mean, in times like this, our rhetoric should be somewhat heightened. But you're always very, just Bill of Rights, Constitution, very, I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous for people that know you that they would make this stuff up.
I know. He's been to my presentation. He went to my presentation, and he heard me say all those same things you just said, that I'm peaceful and that this is a peaceful process. And if we get sheriffs just to keep their oath of office and to follow the Constitution, then we're going to protect people like we're supposed to. And he's heard me say that. And another sheriff in Pennsylvania called him on the carpet for it and said, you were there with us. Matt didn't say to kill anybody. He says that we should protect our citizens from the IRS and other federal agencies. But that's what we're supposed to do.
And by protect, get them out of the jurisdiction. But here's what's crazy. The system can't have you out teaching the oath and the Bill of Rights, because that's what America is. And these groups, on every level, want to get rid of what America is. It's seditious. And I'm glad you're showing them. It's got to be done. This is the time to stand up to these people. Stay with us, Sheriff Mack.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Come, you masters of war.
Yeah, we build the big guns.
Yeah, they build the big guns.
Build to destroy.
Yeah, they build the death planes.
You know, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, they build all the bombs.
We don't even have strong enough words now for what's happening. Obama is going to sign the NDAA, Indefinite Detention for Citizens. The end of Posse Comitatus, as you mentioned. Sheriff departments are now been caught. We got the documents all over the country. With the ADL and others being taught that just criticizing government, period, and wanting small governments now terrorism. We got MIAC reports years ago, Homeland Security demonizing Ron Paul. You know, really, again, milquetoast, you know, just constitutional, nice, friendly people like Pastor Chuck Baldwin, Constitution Party presidential candidate. They really, really are scared. I've noticed the mild-mannered Clark Kent type guys are who they really hate because they know you're convincing people and destroying that image of anybody that wants freedom is some crazy bomb-throwing nut. They're really, really scared right now. What's your view on the NDAA and all this tyranny moving so quick?
I was on Judge Napolitano about the SB 1867, the NDAA, and this is I can't believe that even the moderate Republicans are coming close to allowing the president this kind of power. This is so. I mean, this just vindicates everything that you have said on your show for years, and I feel vindicated as well because I said this was coming. And so many people are getting ready for this. This is probably the scariest legislation since the Patriot Act. They go hand in hand, as you well know. But the Republicans are proving that we've got to get everybody out of the House. And that's why I need to tell you, I'm actually running for U.S. Congress in District 21. I've had it with Congress. I've had it with the federal government. I've had it with the SPLC. And I'm not going to stand by anymore and watch these crooks destroy America. I'm getting more involved than I have been before.
By the way, Lamar Smith claims he's this big conservative, but he is a globalist tyrant lover. And I think you're going to give him a run for his money. So people need to get geared up for that to support you in a run against a rhino slime bag. And I know you're going to be running on a Ron Paul type campaign for liberty type platform. So people need to visit your website. Give folks that. It's sheriffmack.com.
Right now it is. I don't have. I just have to file this Monday, and then I'll have the Sheriff Mack for Congress one up. But right now, go to sheriffmack.com. I've got a new book out that's kind of coming out with my campaign called "The Magic of Gun Control," and it's a pure deal against what they're doing to us in Washington D.C. And it's the best book I've ever written.
Give us a little forte, a little sneak peek. What does the title signify?
The Magic of Gun Control is talking about how the poly magicians. And we made up a new word for our book, magician. And that's the politician who's an illusionist who wants you to believe that he's got magic in Washington, D.C., that gun control in America will somehow work when it has never worked to help us increase safety, decrease crime.
No, it only works to enslave and take over. It works real well for Mao and Hitler and Stalin. Sheriff Mack, I look forward to having you in studio in the next few weeks. We need to give Lamar Smith a good run for his money. So let's set that up in the next few weeks. And sad to hear you have to sue them. I don't like doing it, but it's there for a reason. And the Southern Poverty Law Center needs to stop going around. The ADL got sued a few years ago and lost. They need to stop running around lying about people.
Right.
God bless you. So you're doing God's work. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right, listen, the main radio show's over, but I got people that have been holding a while, so it'll be video stream at prisonplanet.tv and audio stream only coming up. I'll take a few calls, finish up with some of the people, as I tend to do almost every day now, and then I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be on part of the nightly news with an interview with an in-studio guest. I'll leave it at that, and then Aaron Dice is going to do part of the other news reports, got some big news packages. 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 44% off right now, a yearly membership.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.